Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp from homeschoolcpa.com. And I wanted to catch you up a little bit on some things that are going on in the world of homeschool CPA. Starting with this podcast. Oh my gosh, this is podcast number 96. And if you've been following my podcast, you know that probably about a year ago, I think around podcast number 60 or so, I started doing weekly podcast episodes specifically focusing on information for homeschool leaders. And I started making them pretty short, like 10 to 15 minutes. So I think I've enjoyed that format, and I'm going to keep up with that format. And I am quickly approaching episode 100. How about that? Episode 100. Big celebration. I'm just now thinking and planning what I'm going to do for that celebration. Maybe there'll be some sales on books, so I'll be giving away the gifts instead of getting them as this celebration happens. So keep in touch over on my website, homeschoolcpa.com. For that 100th episode. It should be airing about the middle of November 2017 sometime. And or my Facebook group, you know, Homeschool CPA. On there I'll be sharing what kind of stuff I might be doing to celebrate, you know, just a huge milestone in podcasting. Do you know that fewer than 1% of podcasts make it to their 100th episode? How about that? Okay. So anyway, I've enjoyed this means of communication to helping you with information. I also want to tell you I'm going to be doing a little bit of traveling this fall. About the time this podcast airs, and I always work about a month in advance, so although I might be recording here in the middle of September, you won't hear my voice until about the middle of October, but I will have already attended the National Homeschool Leadership, HSLDA, Homeschool Leadership Defense Association's National Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And that's where homeschool leaders from across the country gather to talk about, you know, the movement, what's going on in homeschooling, the things we're hearing, seeing, being challenged by. And I always get great information from that. So I might get a few podcasts out of that when I come back. That's at the end of September. And then near the end of October, I'm going to be incommunicado. I won't be able to reply to your emails or schedule any phone consultations because my older daughter and I are going on a 10-day trip to Israel. We're very excited about this. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and we finally just decided to do it. So that will be roughly from about the third week in October through Halloween, past Halloween into the first few days of November. So there'll be something again on my website, homeschoolcpa.com, to explain to you while I won't be replying to emails or be scheduling any consultations. And also know that, you know, if you've hired me to do some work for you, it's not going to get done until I get back. But anyway, maybe I'll do a little podcast about Israel when I come back too, even though it's got nothing to do with homeschool leadership. What does have to do with homeschool leadership is some new projects I've been working on. And one is an update to a book called Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization. I only released that book a year ago in, I think it was like November 1st, 2016, and it already needs an update. Because just some information has come to light about how homeschool organizations are paying their workers, and I wanted to update some feedback I got on the book and add some additional information. So that will hopefully be coming out probably, this is the difficulty with that trip to Israel kind of poking a hole in the end of October, early November time frame. It'll probably come out sometime in November, okay? November 2017, the update. If you already have a copy of the book, Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization, then I will send you or make available on my website simply a short document like an errata, meaning the things that I had changed. So you don't have to go buy the new copy. The new edition, if you don't want to, you simply look at what I have changed by deleting a few things and adding a few things. And finally, I'm considering this late this fall writing a book to help Classical Conversations directors and tutors understand how to prepare their taxes. Last tax season, I got lots of emails, lots of questions, even did some phone consultations with Classical Conversations directors and realized that they were needing a lot of help understanding how they were operating their Classical Conversation communities from a tax perspective and from a business perspective. So I am currently working on that book, which will probably, Lord willing, be released in maybe December or early January, just in time for tax season, to help Classical Conversations directors know how to prepare their tax returns properly. So look for that. It'll probably just be an electronic book this first year until I get feedback on what questions people have. Then I might update it next year and actually put it out in print. The problem with a book about taxes in print is that things can change so quickly from year to year. So it might stay an ebook just because they're easier to update for me. So, okay, that's what I've been doing. Now you want to get to the meat of what this podcast is about, and let's get started. Of the Homeschool CPA podcast, I want to talk to you very briefly about the difference between nonprofit and tax-exempt status. I have a lot of folks that I talk to that get those two concepts, those two statuses confused. Nonprofit status is not the same thing as tax-exempt status. And let me try to explain. First of all, nonprofit status is granted by your state. It is a legal status. And it's usually granted by the state in one of two formats. Either you could be what's a nonprofit, which is called as an unincorporated association, okay, or you can be a nonprofit in your state as a nonprofit corporation. Okay, so let me explain a little bit about those. One is unincorporated, one is incorporated, meaning you're forming a corporation, but it's a nonprofit corporation. That usually takes paperwork filing with the state, okay? Something called Articles of Incorporation, and you file this paperwork with the Secretary of State, and you have then formed a corporation, a nonprofit corporation, but you formed a legal entity. If you don't go file that paperwork, the Articles of Incorporation, to become a nonprofit corporation in your state, by default, you're an unincorporated association. And you typically don't have to file any paperwork to be that. So that's you might still be a nonprofit, you just are not a nonprofit corporation. You're a nonprofit unincorporated association. Now, some states would like to still know you exist. Maybe they want you to register your name or something like that. But basically, your status as a nonprofit organization is granted by your state. That's a little different from tax-exempt status. See, tax-exempt status is granted by the Internal Revenue Service here in the United States. And you've probably heard these letters, 501c3, 501c7, 501c4. Those are all parts of the Internal Revenue Code. And I've done lots of other podcasts, and I've even written books. One of them is called The IRS and Your Homeschool Organization, where I talk a little bit more about those different parts of the IRS code and which one of those tax-exempt status code sections apply to your group. So I'm not going to cover that now. But I just want you to understand that tax-exempt status is granted by the IRS. It's not a legal status. It's a tax status. You need to apply for it, and you need to maintain it. If you do not apply for tax-exempt status, there is only one small exception. If your group is very tiny, less than $5,000 a year, you don't have to officially apply. But most groups find it pretty easy to get over $5,000 of total revenues in a year, so you must apply. In other words, it's not granted automatically except to churches. And you must apply, and you must maintain that tax-exempt status. And you maintain that tax-exempt status by filing an annual information return with the IRS called the Form 990, 990EZ, or 990N. If you do not apply and maintain your tax-exempt status with the IRS, you lose it, and then you have to pay taxes on your surplus. So that's tax-exempt status. It's granted by the IRS. Frequently, states always, states follow the IRS. If the IRS grants you tax exempt status, you are tax exempt in your state as well from state corporate taxes. Got that? State business taxes. If you don't tell your state, hey, I got tax exempt status from the IRS, you maybe are supposed to be paying state taxes as well as the IRS. Let me flesh this out with an example, which I think might be helpful, because it's one thing to hear this. Nonprofit corporation, tax exempt, I'm so confused. Here's an example that'll help. Okay. Real life example. I won't name the group though. I was contacted by a homeschool group. I believe they were in Minnesota, but it doesn't really matter what state because it happens everywhere. This homeschool group was formed like about 20 years ago as like a support group. And about 10 years ago, someone in the organization filed the paperwork with their Secretary of State and filed articles of incorporation. So 10 years ago, they formed a nonprofit corporation. Great. No problem there. That's actually highly recommended. I recommend that all the time. They went and got an employer identification number with the IRS. Great. And then they didn't do anything else. In other words, usually the next step at this point after you've formed a nonprofit corporation is to go to the IRS and get tax exempt status because you're a nonprofit and you're more than likely eligible to be tax exempt too. So they contact me and I said, oh dear, basically you guys were supposed to have been filing corporate income tax returns and showing the IRS either you didn't make a profit or pay taxes if you did make a profit called a surplus. Oh dear. They were shocked. We haven't done that. We didn't apply to the IRS to be tax exempt, even though we are eligible to be tax exempt, nor have we been turning in tax returns. What are we going to do? So I talked to their board, calmed them down, said, no, you're not going to jail. Fortunately, the IRS has a procedure. And this is what I did a little research to make sure they were eligible to go to the procedure of now applying for tax exempt status because they were eligible to receive it as a 501c3 educational organization. They were properly formed already. You know, they had their articles of incorporation, they had bylaws, they had a board, they were properly formed. They just hadn't gone and done the paperwork with the IRS. There's also a procedure that I helped them understand and work through so that they could get their tax exempt status retroactively reinstated. So even though it's been 10 years, we put in the application with the IRS, paid the IRS $275, filed what's called a Form 1023EZ with the IRS, and we're waiting right now to hear what the IRS says. I am very confident that because I've done my research and found out that they are eligible, that they will get their tax exempt status not only established, but backdated to the point 10 years ago when they formed as a nonprofit corporation. So in other words, what I'm trying to tell you is this group messed up. They formed a nonprofit corporation, but they didn't do the next step, which was go to the IRS and get tax exemption. I guess they thought it was automatic, or they thought they were under some dollar threshold and didn't have to, but they had never really quite done their research. So I'm helping them basically make up for what the leadership 10 years ago failed to do. And I am happy to do that for your group. That is what I do. I'm a CPA. I am licensed to practice in all 50 states. I am licensed to practice before the IRS because I have a CPA status, and I focus on helping homeschool groups. So you can find out more information over at homeschoolcpa.com. If you're like that group in Minnesota that says, I think, you know, my group did this, but I'm not sure if they did that. And I have ways of looking into some of the IRS information online to find out where your group stands, if you've done the right procedures to be right with your group, with your state as a nonprofit, and to be right with the IRS as a tax-exempt organization. So I hope that's helpful. I hope you'll understand a little bit better about the difference between nonprofit status, remember that's granted by your state, and tax-exempt status, that's granted by the IRS. They're not the same. And, hey, if you have any questions, though, you know where to go, right? homeschoolcpa.com. Read some blog posts I have there. And if it would be helpful for your board or just you to have a conversation with me, I'm happy to do that. Like I said in the intro, not during some of the weeks when I'm gone this fall, but hey, get on my calendar and we'll set up a time to help relieve any concerns or worries you might have about your status with your state and with the IRS. So take care, everybody. I hope this was helpful as I try to help homeschool leaders run their organization successfully.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.